In our next segment, we visit individual stadiums, explore tales of classic teams, legendary stars, and the devotion of the American baseball fan. First stop, Yankee Stadium, home of the team that America loves to hate and a breeding ground for a host of superstars and legends. Back at the Hall of Fame in the World Series room, we explore the lives of ordinary men with extraordinary skills and look at how and why Americans have elevated such men to mythic places in our folklore. Chicago, Illinois, in America's foremost sports city, our first location is Comiskey Park, the oldest standing major league ballpark in America. A western-haired bandicoot scampers through dense scrub and thickets after nightfall, searching for food. The little marsupial adeptly unearths insects and roots with its sharp foreclaws, and with its long nose probes the sandy soil and crevices for seed and herbs. During the day, the solitary bandicoot nestles into a shallow nest to sleep, undetected beneath a cover of gathered plant or seagrass litter. This species is no longer found on the mainland and now exists only on two island nature reserves, where it is protected from introduced predators and habitat changes. By mid-1940, the German army had conquered all of Western Europe. Hitler was tightening the noose around Britain. In the Atlantic, German U-boats were decimating Allied convoys, threatening to cut off Britain's only lifeline. But Churchill had a secret weapon, the strangest military establishment in the world. Crossword fanatics, chess champions, mathematicians, students, and professors, Americans and British, all came here with one common aim: to unlock the secrets of Enigma, a machine that concealed Germany's war plans in seemingly unbreakable code. If Enigma could be penetrated, everything Hitler plotted would be known in advance. At Bletchley Park, there unfolded one of the most astonishing exploits of the Second World War. Many here had never seen a code before, yet it was their job to find a way to crack Enigma. In the process, they devised ingenious code-breaking machines that were forerunners of the modern computer. But everything they did remained classified for 30 years. The end seemed very near for Hudson, a Canadian Eskimo dog tethered near the shore of Hudson Bay east of Churchill, Manitoba. A 1,000-pound polar bear was lumbering toward the dog and about 40 others, the prized possessions of Brian Ledoon, a hunter and trapper. It was mid-November. Ice had not yet formed on the bay, and the open water prevented bears from hunting their favorite prey, seals. So this bear had been virtually fasting for 4 months. Surely a dog was destined to become a meal. The bear closed in. Did Hudson howl in terror and try to flee? On the contrary, he wagged his tail and grinned and actually bowed to the bear as if an invitation. The bear responded with enthusiastic body language and non-aggressive facial signals. These two normally antagonistic species were speaking the same language. Let's play!